Have you practiced play calling? I mean, you haven't probably done it in 10 years. Do you go through some kind of simulation? How do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, you can. I mean, there's no doubt. And we'll set up sometimes. Heck, I take my son. Excuse me, let me throw that out. We take our son, and he and I mess around at the house, do some of that. And I'm kind of working on a game plan, kind of what that might look like this time of year, and fudging with different things for practice, that type of thing. We get situational football out here, like a no-huddle, a two-minute, so you get a chance to do some of that and coordinate and work in and out with your quarterback, your receivers, and that type of thing. Scripting. So you're scripting daily. And you're scripting situational football, first, second, third down, and putting thought in behind that. So that's kind of building that. Todd was great because he gave me opportunity to call plays in the last several preseason games, so I've got a chance to do that. So looking forward to it.
Are you going to be upstairs or down?
I don't know that yet. We've talked about it. I think probably it'd be best if it would be down because you get a feel and you're there and it's great communication with the quarterbacks. But, you know, with technology now, you can get on the headsets and talk, and you can do all those kind of things. You can do that equally as well from the box in some regards. But we'll probably try it both ways in the preseason. And I kind of look forward to that, too, just to see.
So you're calling some stuff out here, or is it all still scripted?
Oh, no. We'll call things, and we'll move the ball and do things. And when you get situational ball, like 2 minutes, and you're looking at opportunities and talking, we've talked about those things. I've already kind of in my mind worked on what that situation might be and what you might call. So that might show up here in practice also.
Is that just a mini camp thing, or was that throughout OTAs?
We've done it throughout OTAs. But mini camp, obviously, you've accumulated more. You've been doing more. And you built yourself up into the 2 minutes, the more of the no-huddle situations, more of the third down, all third down pass under pressure periods where every down is third down. And it's all situational, and obviously we've added in the red zone over the last, week and a half.
How much are you going to change the offense, Randy?
Well, I don't know if it's changing. The offense changes just in general with people. Dynamics every year is different. There's bodies out here that are different than we've had last year as in the year before. I think that's yet to be determined, and you'll probably all get a chance to say how it did.
Last time you were coordinator, you ran a pretty wide open offense, didn't you?
Yeah, and again, college football is obviously a lot different than pro football. There's no doubt. But in the end, it's still blocking, tackling, it's still fundamentals, and it's still the disciplines of the game that have to be taught, and that's hopefully what we're doing now.
Less than a handful of teams don't have dedicated quarterback coaches. Is that something necessary for the younger guys like Dobbs, Mason?
Maybe that would be something you might explore down the road. When you're not working with a veteran quarterback, and I'll throw Landry Jones in that situation too, because Landry now has been working. We've been together now for 6 years, there's some natural communication that already takes place. Whether it's even eye contact might not have to be said. Just a look sometimes. You know how you give your child a look sometimes and they know, I made a mistake, without having to really talk about it, and vice versa. Communication both ways. I think there could be value in that in the end. Right now, the value is in direct communication. Direct communication in that room of the expectations of what we're trying to do as a whole. And then Coach Tomlin has given me an assistant. Matt Sims is working with us now, and he's doing a lot of the quality control type things, and he has a quarterback background. So you'll see him intertwined in individual periods and times when potentially I have to do other things. He's taking guys and working with them. So it's a nice way to work out that relationship, and we're working those kinks out too.
Randy, does successful play calling depend more on the soundness of the game plan, or watching the game play out and figuring it out as you go along?
Well, I think there's things that happen in game, no doubt. I mean, there wouldn't be adjustments if, everyone have something to talk about. But I think, I think it boils down to players and their ability to make plays come alive, and you put them in the best position to be able to make a play. And that's what the whole game is, to me, about professional football. And that's where it airs differently a little bit in college football, where you might win with tempo, you might win with a spread out field, you might win with a larger field to have to defend because of the hash marks, things like that. That might be where the game has changed. Plus, we get a little bit more time with these guys. College football, I giggle on these guys next door, and I love them to death, but, man, they have to 20-hour week, and they're trying to get all this done in 20 hours, And you know what? We don't get paid by the hour.
Every Steelers fan knows how to run an offense better than the offensive coordinator, right?
no doubt. And, you know, I would say that specifically here, and I have always said this. Hey, you're the true fan, and you've been with us the whole time, and from birth and all that, and you buy a ticket out to the stadium, and you have never wavered, then you have the right.
If you're not a lightning rod, right?
Yeah, I'll be. And you get put in that position, that's how it happens, and that's fine. It's interesting because in other places where I have coordinated, where you had to make calls, it ends up being no different. In college, you tailgate with the booster group after the games, and that's the support group that helps you out, and your wife and kids are, and they were this big, and they're running around and having a blast, and then all of a sudden, oh, we didn't play so well today. And all of a sudden, there's these little comments, and there wasn't quite a great affair after the game, but I'm going to still go, and we're still going to be there. So,
is that tradition you're going to revive here? You're going to go out in the parking lot after the
No, we don't have that. But that just is in general. And again, I get it. And when you take that position, you know, that's the role that's got to land on your shoulders.
Have you gotten the suggestions from the fans already before you even played your first game?
Subtly. More from family members. I mean, you know, everything that they want to see and that type of thing. And like I said, it's anything that we're going to attempt to do, we're going to do it as a staff. We're going to do it with thoughtful mind and hard work, and we're going to attempt to put our players on the field with the best opportunity to have success.
Are you play calls from Cousins and things like that?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, and I don't know anything about the Instagram and things like that, but occasionally Nate will show me, my son will show me some things that all of a sudden my niece sent from Ohio about a specific play that was on PlayStation or something, and why don't we do it? So, yeah, that happens.
Randy, do you find yourself changing your style as a coach? I mean, do you have to be more of a taskmaster?
Yeah, there's no doubt, because in the leadership role, you're looking ahead, and you're daily looking ahead to keep everyone on track and give everyone an opportunity to have as much time as possible to be able to handle their business. So they need information too. So you want to always keep that in mind with your staff. And that's one thing. You know, it's not new to work side by side and arm to arm with Mike Munchak. That's a godsend. I mean, we've been working together now for, 4 years? I mean, to me, that's we were arm-in-arm as assistant coaches together. So, again, the staff hasn't necessarily changed. We've added one wide receiver coach, and he's done a great job with our guys. And it's just nice to have them all out here right now.
What's your opinion of Mason so far?
Mason's been everything we've asked, for sure. Throws obviously a nice ball. The physical things are all there. Obviously, mentally and learning is an acquired taste that has to come through reps, physical reps, in-helmet perspectives, things that you're not going to get, and it's not going to happen overnight. And I just thank God every day that you still have an opportunity to have a franchise quarterback.
With the philosophy or influence, are you a down-the-field guy? Are you a sideways guy? Are you a run-the-ball guy?
Well, I think when we put it this way, just when we talk as a staff, you know, you may average like 70 plays in a game. One week you might throw it 40 times and you run it 30. One week you have to throw it 50 to try and win a game. It's going to be about trying to win a game. And again, always keeping in mind that the guys that can put the ball in the end zone are the guys that you're going to – and that can convert third downs, running it, throwing it, whatever it takes, that you're putting them in a position to have success.
Is there a component or a characteristic – that every good red zone offense has?
Yeah, I do. And I think that just in general, I think the details, assignment details and fundamentals come back into play. And now you're talking about coaching. And to me, that's where if you're going to say be on the screws, you better be on the screws there, because everything gets magnified. Decisions, balls, throws, things are so tight. And obviously you got a defense that's not going to back up. They've got nowhere to go. Everything is tighter. Throws, runs, blocking assignments. Everyone has to be tight and together. And those are things that you have to acquire, and you got to demand it.
When you're tweaking things, because when you're putting packages together for running back X, or I mean, 26 does things that none of the other guys can do.
No doubt.
So is it a little, difficult as a coach sometimes?
No doubt, but that's a little forethinking also too. And when you're scripting and you get a chance to script a practice versus a defense that we're not basically game planning against, we have an idea what they're going to do. We've been working against them for a long time. They're trying new wrinkles out and things like that. What you would do is you'd pop in number 38 and you take a look at new NC State and you say, what can he do that's like 26. Right. And you say, wow, okay, he can do that. He might not be able to do that. He's not ready for that. We'll be able to do it. So you can put him in those positions to be able to do that. Likewise, we do it with James. And we put James Conner in positions of things that can he grow and develop into. And it's great. And like I said, and you get an opportunity. We're going to coach the ones that are here every day. And we move forward that way. And if you're here, we're going to coach you, and we're going to see where you can go.
Gonna let Ben run the quarterback.
Two more guys. Two more.
Gonna let Ben run the quarterback.
We'll have to find out that. I don't want to see him get touched, to be honest with you. So we'll work on that as the time comes.
Is there a concern with final one here, guys? Final one.
He's talking about you, a close relationship, almost like a friend as much as a coach. Does your relationship have to change now?
Well, I hope not. The relationship has always been respect first. He knows I'm going to give him an honest day's work, whether I'm his quarterback coach, whether I'm his offensive coordinator, whether I'm both, or whether I'm just his friend, and I'm not here. I'm going to be his friend for a long time, and that's not going to change. And it's not going to change whether we win ugly, win great. It's not going to change. We have a communication line. There's respect there, and we'll move forward with that.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks, Randy.
I'm not going to run any of those damn Purdue plays.